女士王全璋星期日刑满出狱。欧盟对此发布声明，呼吁中国对王全璋无条件释放，尤其是要确保其行动自由和迁徙权，包括与家人团聚的权利等。同时，国际特赦组织星期天也呼吁停止监视骚扰王全璋家人。王全璋被囚4年半后刑满出狱，却被严密监控，无法与家人相聚。国际特赦组织在新闻中刊登其中国研究员卢立安的话说，有理由担心王全璋被释放出狱只是重获自由的假象。中国政府对出狱后的人权捍卫者进行监控的行径并不少见。在709维权律师大抓捕中，王全璋被以涉嫌煽动颠覆国家政权罪名被捕和判刑。在他星期天刑满释放后，当局以防疫为理由把他带到济南隔离，不准任何人见他。美国国会汤姆·兰托斯、人权委员会共同主席、共和党议员史密斯5日发出声明指出，中华人民共和国的代表蒋端将被任命为联合国人权理事会的协商小组成员，而这个位置将在任命至少17名人权调查员，审查媒体自由、酷刑、法外处决和国家批准的失踪等问题上发挥关键作用。史密斯议员还说，中国的人权记录显示其有系统性的虐待宗教及少数民族，包括藏传佛教、维吾尔和哈萨克穆斯林、法轮功和地下基督徒。事实上，越来越多的证据表明，中国政府征收政治犯的器官并提供给愿意花钱购买的人。他说，在中国自己的记录得到清算之前，没有任何理由授权中国政府官员蒋端调查侵犯人权的行为。与此同时，非政府组织联合国观察表示，由中国官员担任联合国人权理事会的协商小组成员，等于是找纵火狂来担任消防局长，这是荒谬且不道德的。该组织还敦促联合国秘书长古特雷斯及相关官员废止这项人事安排，并与遭到中国政府迫害的人民站在一起。美国卫生高级官员星期天警告美国人，随着这一大流行病继续肆虐美国，美国将在未来一周面临令人震惊的冠状病毒死亡人数。采访时说，美国卫生总监杰罗姆·亚当斯表示，坦率地说，这将是大多数美国人生活中最艰难、最悲伤的一周。这将是我们的珍珠港时刻，我们的911时刻，只是不会本地化，这将在全国各地发生。美国国家过敏和传染病研究所所长安东尼·福奇医生在哥伦比亚广播公司的面对全国节目中直言，这一周会很糟糕，这会让一些人感到震惊。美国已经记录了9100多人死亡和32万例已确诊的新冠病毒病例，官方预测最终可能有10万至24万人死于这一流行病。病毒传播的模型显示，死亡人数在未来7至9天内急剧增加，死亡人数往往滞后1-2周确诊病例的增加。尽管41个州的居家禁足令覆盖了全国3.27亿人口的 90% 以上，除了购买食品、杂货、看医生和其他一些必要的外出活动外，人们要待在家里。但是福奇医生说，我不会说我们已经控制住了，我们正在艰难地控制病毒。日本放送协会报道，新冠病毒疫情在东京等地加速蔓延，由于担心出现医疗体系崩溃的情形，日本首相安倍晋三最快于7日发布紧急事态宣言。至于可能覆盖的地区，包括人口密集的东京首都圈及大阪府地区等，当地首长可以要求居民避免外出，相关设施停止使用，以及音乐体育活动停办等。朝日新闻报道，相关设施包括学校、剧场、百货公司、体育馆及饭店等。至于销售生活必需品的卖场则可以继续营业。截至6日上午11时为止，日本境内新冠病毒确诊病例3872例，加上钻石公主号邮轮的712例，总计超过4500例，其中以东京都的疫情最为严重。
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听商务通英语。
Functioning in Business is an intermediate level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture.
商务通英语是中等程度的商务英语课程，课程题材以美国的商务实践和文化为主，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。
Today's unit is Making an Appointment, Part 2. This program focuses on making suggestions.
今天这一课的题目是约时间见面，第二部分。这一课重点讲解在提建议的时候应当使用的客气语言。
Interview
电话采访。今天我们采访的嘉宾是先锋技术公司的 Michael Epstein 先生。Epstein 先生告诉 Elizabeth， 国际机器人公司的 Blake 先生一到旧金山就和他通了电话。我们先学习几个有关词句。
Office，
办公室。
Office， Flight，
航班。
Flight。On time.
准时。
On time. I kept my schedule free.
我没有安排其他的事。现在就请听 Blake 先生和 Elizabeth 之间的电话对话。
On today's program, I'll be talking with Michael Epstein. Mr. Epstein is speaking to us from his office in California. Hello, Mr. Epstein. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Today, we are going to listen to your phone conversation with Mr. Blake. He called you just after he arrived in San Francisco.
Yes, I remember.
Were you expecting Mr. Blake's call?
Yes, I was. I knew that he was arriving in San Francisco on Monday, June 10th. So I kept my schedule free for the following afternoon, Tuesday afternoon.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Dialogue.
对话录音。
Let's listen in while Mr. Blake calls Advanced Technologies to speak to Mr. Epstein.
接下来我们来听听 Blake 先生打电话给 Epstein 先生的谈话录音。
Advanced Technologies, may I help you?
Yes, this is Charles Blake from International Robotics. I'd like to speak with Mike Epstein, please.
Just a minute, and I'll put you through.
Epstein.
Mr. Epstein, I have a Mr. Blake from International Robotics on the line.
Okay, thanks. Mr. Blake.
Hello, Mr. Epstein. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Great.
How was your trip?
I had a nice flight, and it was on time.
When did you get into San Francisco?
I just arrived a few moments ago.
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Okay. Where are you staying?
I'm staying at the Embassy Suites. It's about 20 minutes south of the airport.
That's real close to my office here. I'll tell you what. I'll meet you tomorrow around 11:15. Then we can go to lunch, and then I'll show you around San Francisco.
That sounds very nice.
在这段对话中 ，Epstein 先生多次用
"I'll tell you what"，
这是口语中常用的说法，意思是“我看这样吧”或者“这样好不好”。我们再听听他们的这段对话。
Advanced Technologies, may I help you?
Yes, this is Charles Blake from International Robotics. I'd like to speak with Mike Epstein, please.
Just a minute, and I'll put you through.
Epstein.
Mr. Epstein, I have a Mr. Blake from International Robotics on the line.
Okay, thanks. Mr. Blake.
Hello, Mr. Epstein. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Great.
How was your trip?
I had a nice flight, and it was on time.
When did you get into San Francisco?
I just arrived a few moments ago.
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Okay. Where are you staying?
I'm staying at the Embassy Suites. It's about 20 minutes south of the airport.
Ah, that's real close to my office here. I'll tell you what. I'll meet you tomorrow around 11:15. Then we can go to lunch, and then I'll show you around San Francisco.
That sounds very nice.
Variations.
词句代换。
Listen to these variations.
请大家听老师示范做一些词句的代换。
How are you?
How have you been?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. And you?
When did you get into San Francisco?
When did you arrive in San Francisco?
I just arrived a few moments ago.
I got here a few minutes ago.
Interview.
接下来我们继续采访 Epstein 先生。我们先来学习几个词句。
Agenda.
议程，日程安排。
Agenda.
A-G-E-N-D-A.
An agenda item. An item.
议程上的一项内容。
An agenda item. An item. Item.
I-T-E-M.
Did you go over the agenda?
你们有没有看一遍议程?
I dropped him off at his hotel.
我开车把他送回旅馆。
Mr. Epstein, let's talk about your conversation with Mr. Blake. You suggested that the two of you meet for lunch.
Yes, I thought it would be a good idea for us to get together in an informal setting.I wanted to fill him in on some of the details of our project to build a new factory. I didn't want to schedule a formal meeting until he had a chance to rest.
That was very considerate. How about the agenda? Did you go over the agenda?
Yes, of course. I confirmed with him the items he wanted to discuss at the meeting and how much time he needed.
Right.
Then we went for a nice drive around San Francisco. I dropped him off at his hotel and then returned to my office.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Let's take a short break.
Yes, I thought it would be a good idea for us to get together in an informal setting.
我觉得我们最好在一个非正式场合见面。Epstein 先生为什么要先和 Blake 先生进行非正式会面呢？他说
I wanted to fill him in on some of the details of our project.To build a new factory. I didn't want to schedule a formal meeting until he had a chance to rest.
这几句话的意思是，我要向他介绍一些我们建造工厂的工程计划细节。我希望在他休息好了之后，再和他进行正式会谈。Elizabeth 认为 ,Epstein 先生这样做考虑得很周到。
That was very considerate.
那么 ,Epstein 先生和 Blake 先生都讨论了些什么？他们会面之后有什么活动呢？我们再听听这段对话。
Mr. Epstein, let's talk about your conversation with Mr. Blake. You suggested that the two of you meet for lunch.
Yes, I thought it would be a good idea for us to get together in an informal setting. I wanted to fill him in on some of the details of our project to build a new factory. I didn't want to schedule a formal meeting until he had a chance to rest.
That was very considerate.How about the agenda? Did you go over the agenda?
Yes, of course. I confirmed with him the items he wanted to discuss at the meeting and how much time he needed.
Right.
Then we went for a nice drive around San Francisco. I dropped him off at his hotel and then returned to my office.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Let's take a short break.
Then we went for a nice drive around San Francisco.
然后我们开车尽情地游览了旧金山市区。
Questions.
问答练习。
Listen to the question.
请听众根据前面听过的对话来回答问题。先请听 Elizabeth 提问。
Was his flight on time?
Now listen to the dialogue.
再听一遍有关对话，然后回答问题。
Hello, Mr. Epstein. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Great.
How was your trip?
I had a nice flight, and it was on time.
Was his flight on time? Yes, it was.
Listen to the question.
下面请听提问。
When did he arrive in San Francisco?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
再听一遍有关对话，然后回答提问。
How was your trip?
I had a nice flight, and it was on time.
When did you get into San Francisco?
I just arrived a few moments ago.
When did he arrive in San Francisco? He arrived a few moments ago.
文
化点滴。这一节我们要讨论的是商务活动中的互相寒暄问候。在进入正式的商业会谈之前，找出一些闲聊的话题和对话进行交谈，以建立友好的个人关系。
Small talk，
聊天、谈天、闲聊。
Small talk。In business phone calls, we rarely go directly to the main topic.
人们在电话中谈生意时，很少直接进入主题。
Hello again. We're here with Gary Angleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
All right.
Well, today we have a very important email question about business culture.
What is it?
The question is, in a business telephone call, should you immediately begin talking about business?
That is a good question. Actually, in business phone calls, we rarely go directly to the main topic.
Really?
Before talking about business, we usually talk about a friendly topic. Talking about friendly topics is called small talk.
Can you give us an example?
Yes, when Mr. Epstein talks with Mr. Blake, he first asks Mr. Blake about his flight.
Oh, I see.
It gives the conversation a friendly start.
What are some good topics for small talk?
Common small talk topics are weather, hobbies, and travel.These topics are usually very comfortable, but you should avoid talking about very personal topics.
I see.
Small talk helps people in business build better personal relationships. For example, if someone comes to town by airplane, you can ask, "How was your flight?" If they say their flight was terrible, you can say, "That's too bad," or "I'm sorry to hear that." And if their flight was good, you can say, "I'm glad to hear it."This shows that you're interested in personal feelings and not just business.
That's very interesting, Gary. Thank you again for your culture tips.
My pleasure.
通常人们在打电话谈生意时，首先会找一些轻松的话题来寒暄闲聊几句。这样做可以建立友好关系，培养融洽的气氛。例如 ，Epstein 先生。和 Blake 先生通话时，他先问 Blake 先生这次坐飞机旅行是否一切顺利。
How was your flight?
如果对方说这次旅行很糟糕，那么你应该回答
That's too bad.
或者
I'm sorry to hear that.
如果对方说一切顺利，那么你就回答
I'm glad to hear it.
这样会让对方觉得你很关心他本人，而不仅仅是对生意感兴趣。我们再仔细听听 Gary 的见解。注意哪些话题适合与两位商人之间的闲谈。
Hello again. We're here with Gary Angleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
All right.
Well, today we have a very important email question about business culture.
What is it?
The question is, in a business telephone call, should you immediately begin talking about business?
That is a good question.Actually, in business phone calls, we rarely go directly to the main topic.
Really?
Before talking about business, we usually talk about a friendly topic. Talking about friendly topics is called small talk.
Can you give us an example?
Yes. When Mr. Epstein talks with Mr. Blake, he first asks Mr. Blake about his flight.
Oh, I see.
It gives the conversation a friendly start.
What are some good topics for small talk?
Common small talk topics are weather, hobbies, and travel. These topics are usually very comfortable, but you should avoid talking about very personal topics.
I see.
Small talk helps people in business build better personal relationships. For example, if someone comes to town by airplane, you can ask, "How was your flight?" If they say their flight was terrible, you can say, "That's too bad," or "I'm sorry to hear that." And if their flight was good, you can say, "I'm glad to hear it." This shows that you're interested in personal feelings and not just business.
That's very interesting, Gary. Thank you again for your culture tips.
My pleasure.
Is this a good topic for small talk? Yes or no?
问答练习。接下来 Elizabeth 问的几个问题都涉及闲谈时的话题，请大家判断这些问句的内容是不是闲谈的好话题，然后在铃响以后用 yes 或 no 来回答。
Nice weather we're having, don't you think? Yes, the weather is a comfortable topic for small talk. Did your company make much money last year?No, money and business is not a good topic for small talk. Is this your first time in San Francisco? Yes, travel is a good topic for small talk. Do you have any children? No, in the U.S., marriage and family are not good topics for small talk when meeting someone for the first time.
Business Dialogue
商务对话。一位年轻的商界人士打电话给另一家公司，约见该公司的生产部经理。电话里有这样一些词句。
Delivery Schedule
交货时间表。
Delivery Schedule I was wondering if we could get together sometime this week.
我在想这个星期我们能不能找一天碰个头。
I'm free on Thursday afternoon.
我星期四下午有空。下面是这段对话。
Let's listen to today's business dialogue. We'll hear a young businessman calling to make an appointment with the production manager of another company.
Bob Harmon.
Hello, Mr. Harmon. This is Henry Michaels of Stetson Industries.
Oh, hello, Henry. What can I do for you?
I was wondering if we could get together sometime this week. I'd like to discuss our delivery schedule.
Well, let's see. I'm busy the first part of the week, but I'm free on Thursday afternoon. How does that sound?
That's good for me. What time?
How about 3 o'clock, at my office?
That's great.
Focus on functions. Suggestions.
语言功能。接下来是语言的功能练习。今天我们要练习在提建议时怎样用客气的语言。
Let's focus on polite suggestions. Polite suggestions are often long and use difficult language. Here is an example from the business dialogue. Listen. I was wondering if we could get together.Sometime this week.
Listen and repeat.
请大家跟着 Elizabeth 说下面这些客气的语句。
I was wondering if we could get together sometime this week. I was wondering if we could get together sometime this week.I was wondering if we could get together sometime this week.
Gary's tips.
Gary 提示。 今天 Gary 要给我们再讲一些同对方约时间和地点见面的各种客气说法。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today we'll look at some more ways to suggest the time and place for a meeting. First, let's review some expressions we discussed on our last show. One way to make a suggestion is to say, How does that sound? Let's listen.
Well, let's see. I'm busy the first part of the week, but I'm free on Thursday afternoon. How does that sound?
You can also use the expression, how about? Let's listen.
What time?
How about 3 o'clock, at my office?
A more formal and more polite way to make a suggestion is to use the expression, I was wondering if. Listen to the following example from the business dialogue.
I was wondering if we could get together sometime this week.
This is a difficult sentence,But it is a very polite way to make a suggestion. In Mr. Blake's conversation with Mr. Epstein, he uses a similar expression. I was hoping that. Let's listen.
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
Let's hear that again, more slowly. I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting...For tomorrow sometime. This is a very polite suggestion. We'll talk more about polite suggestions on our next show. Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Gary.
We 在上一课已经学习了一些提建议的方法，例如
How about?How does that sound?
等等。今天我们学习几种更正式的说法。例如
I was wondering if
和
I was hoping that
请大家一边听一边记住这些说法。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today we'll look at some more ways to suggest the time and place for a meeting.First, let's review some expressions we discussed on our last show. One way to make a suggestion is to say, How does that sound? Let's listen.
Well, let's see. I'm busy the first part of the week, but I'm free on Thursday afternoon. How does that sound?
You can also use the expression, How about? Let's listen.
What time?
How about 3 o'clock, at my office?
A more formal and more polite way to make a suggestion is to use the expression, I was wondering if. Listen to the following example from the business dialogue.
I was wondering if we could get together sometime this week.
This is a difficult sentence, but it is a very polite way to make a suggestion. In Mr. Blake's conversation with Mr. Epstein, he uses a similar expression. I was hoping that.Let's listen.
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
Let's hear that again, more slowly. I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime. This is a very polite suggestion. We'll talk more about polite suggestions on our next show. Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips.We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Gary.
Goey 听众，今天这一课我们重点讲解了在提建议时应当使用的客气语言。
Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
今天的商务通英语就播讲到这里，谢谢各位收听。我们下次再见。
For further study, a Functioning in Business study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，商务通英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。
各位听众，被判刑四年半的中国人权律师王全章星期日刑满出狱，欧盟对此发布声明，呼吁中国对王全章无条件释放，尤其是要确保其行动自由和迁徙权，包括与家人团聚的权利等。同时，国际特赦组织星期天也呼吁停止监视骚扰王全章家人。王全章被囚四年半后刑满出狱，却被严密监控，无法与家人相聚。国际特赦组织在新闻中刊登其中国研究员卢立安的话说，有理由担心王全章被释放出狱只是重获自由的假象，中国政府对出狱后的人权捍卫者进行监控的行径并不少见。在709维权律师大抓捕中，王全章被以涉嫌煽动颠覆国家政权罪名被捕和判刑。在他星期天刑满释放后，当局以防疫为理由把他带到济南隔离，不准任何人见他。美国国会汤姆·兰托斯人权委员会共同主席、共和党议员史密斯五日发出声明指出，中华人民共和国的代表蒋端将被任命为联合国人权理事会的协商小组成员，而这个位置将在任命至少17名人权调查员，审查媒体自由、酷刑、法外处决和国家批准的失踪等问题上发挥关键作用。史密斯议员还说，中国的人权记录显示其有系统性的虐待宗教及少数民族，包括藏传佛教、维吾尔和哈萨克穆斯林、法轮功和地下基督徒。事实上，越来越多的证据表明，中国政府征收政治犯的器官并提供给愿意花钱购买的人。他说，在中国自己的记录得到清算之前，没有任何理由授权中国政府官员蒋端调查侵犯人权的行为。与此同时，非政府组织联合国观察表示，由中国官员担任联合国人权理事会的协商小组成员，等于是找纵火狂来担任消防局长，这是荒谬且不道德的。该组织还敦促联合国秘书长古特雷斯及相关官员废止这项人事安排，并与遭到中国政府迫害的人民站在一起。美国卫生高级官员星期天警告美国人，随着这一大流行病继续肆虐美国，美国将在未来一周面临令人震惊的冠状病毒死亡人数。采访时说，美国卫生总监杰罗姆·亚当斯表示，坦率地说，这将是大多数美国人生活中最艰难、最悲伤的一周。这将是我们的珍珠港时刻，我们的911时刻，只是不会本地化，这将在全国各地发生。美国国家过敏和传染病研究所所长安东尼·福奇医生在哥伦比亚广播公司的《面对全国》节目中直言，这一周会很糟糕，这会让一些人感到震惊。美国已经记录了9100多人死亡和32万例已确诊的新冠病毒病例，官方预测最终可能有10万至24万人死于这一流行病。病毒传播的模型显示，死亡人数在未来7至9天内急剧增加，死亡人数往往滞后一两周确诊病例的增加。尽管41个州的居家禁足令覆盖了全国 3.27 亿人口的 90% 以上，除了购买食品、杂货、看医生和其他一些必要的外出活动外，人们要待在家里。但是福奇医生说，我不会说我们已经控制住了，我们正在艰难地控制病毒。日本放送协会报道，新冠病毒疫情在东京等地加速蔓延。由于担心出现医疗体系崩溃的情形，日本首相安倍晋三最快于7日发布紧急事态宣言。至于可能覆盖的地区，包括人口密集的东京首都圈及大阪府地区等，当地首长可以要求居民避免外出，相关设施停止使用，以及音乐体育活动停办等。朝日新闻报道，相关设施包括学校、剧场、百货公司、体育馆及饭店等。至于销售生活必需品的卖场则可以继续营业。截至6日上午11时为止，日本境内新冠病毒确诊病例3872例，加上钻石公主号邮轮的712例，总计超过4500例。 其中以东京都的疫情最为严重。
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听商务通英语。
Functioning in Business is an intermediate level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture.
商务通英语是中等程度的商务英语课程，课程题材以美国的商务实践和文化为主。通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。
Today's unit is Making an Appointment, Part 2. This program focuses on making suggestions.
今天这一课的题目是约时间见面，第二部分。这一课重点讲解在提建议的时候应当使用的客气语言。
Interview.
电话采访，今天我们采访的嘉宾是先锋技术公司的 Michael Epstein 先生。Epstein 先生告诉 Elizabeth， 国际机器人公司的 Blake 先生一到旧金山就和他通了电话。我们先学习几个有关词句。
Office，
办公室。
Office。Flight，
航班。
Flight。On time.
准时。
On time. I kept my schedule free.
我没有安排其他的事。现在就请听 Blake 先生和 Elizabeth 之间的电话对话。
On today's program, I'll be talking with Michael Epstein. Mr. Epstein is speaking to us from his office in California. Hello, Mr. Epstein. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Today, we are going to listen to your phone conversation with Mr. Blake. He called you just after he arrived in San Francisco.
Yes, I remember.
Were you expecting Mr. Blake's call?
Yes, I was. I knew that he was arriving in San Francisco on Monday, June 10th. So I kept my schedule free for the following afternoon, Tuesday afternoon.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Dialogue.
对话录音。
Let's listen in while Mr. Blake calls Advanced Technologies to speak to Mr. Epstein.
接下来我们来听听 Blake 先生打电话给 Epstein 先生的谈话录音。
Advanced Technologies, may I help you?
Yes, this is Charles Blake from International Robotics. I'd like to speak with Mike Epstein, please.
Just a minute, and I'll put you through.
Epstein.
Mr. Epstein, I have a Mr. Blake from International Robotics on the line.
Okay, thanks. Mr. Blake.
Hello, Mr. Epstein. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Great.
How was your trip?
I had a nice flight, and it was on time.
When did you get into San Francisco?
I just arrived a few moments ago.
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Okay. Where are you staying?
I'm staying at the Embassy Suites. It's about 20 minutes south of the airport.
Ah, that's real close to my office here. I'll tell you what. I'll meet you tomorrow around 11:15. Then we can go to lunch, and then I'll show you around San Francisco.
That sounds very nice.
在这段对话中 ，Epstein 先生多次用
"I'll tell you what"，
这是口语中常用的说法，意思是我看这样吧，或者这样好不好？我们再听听他们的这段对话。
Advanced Technologies, may I help you?
Yes, this is Charles Blake from International Robotics. I'd like to speak with Mike Epstein, please.
Just a minute, and I'll put you through.
Epstein.
Mr. Epstein, I have a Mr. Blake from International Robotics on the line.
Okay, thanks. Mr. Blake.
Hello, Mr. Epstein. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Great.
How was your trip?
I had a nice flight, and it was on time.
When did you get into San Francisco?
I just arrived a few moments ago.
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Okay. Where are you staying?
I'm staying at the Embassy Suites. It's about 20 minutes south of the airport.
Ah, that's real close to my office here. I'll tell you what. I'll meet you tomorrow around 11:15. Then we can go to lunch, and then I'll show you around San Francisco.
That sounds very nice.
Variations.
词句代换.
Listen to these variations.
请大家听老师示范做一些词句的代换.
How are you?
How have you been?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. And you?
When did you get into San Francisco?
When did you arrive in San Francisco?
I just arrived a few moments ago.
I got here a few minutes ago.
Interview.
接下来我们继续采访 Epstein 先生。我们先来学习几个词句。
Agenda.
议程，日程安排。
Agenda.
A-G-E-N-D-A.
An agenda item. An item.
议程上的一项内容。
An agenda item. An item. Item.
I-T-E-M.
Did you go over the agenda?
你们有没有看一遍议程?
I dropped him off at his hotel.
我开车把他送回旅馆。
Mr. Epstein, let's talk about your conversation with Mr. Blake. You suggested that the two of you meet for lunch.
Yes, I thought it would be a good idea for us to get together in an informal setting. I wanted to fill him in on some of the details of our project to build a new factory. I didn't want to schedule a formal meeting until he had a chance to rest.
That was very considerate. How about the agenda? Did you go over the agenda?
Yes, of course. I confirmed with him the items he wanted to discuss at the meeting and how much time he needed.
Right.
Then we went for a nice drive around San Francisco. I dropped him off at his hotel and then returned to my office.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Let's take a short break.
Yes, I thought it would be a good idea for us to get together in an informal setting.
我觉得我们最好在一个非正式场合见面。Epstein 先生为什么要先和 Blake 先生进行非正式会面呢？他说
I wanted to fill him in on some of the details of our project to build a new factory. I didn't want to schedule a formal meeting until he had a chance to rest.
这几句话的意思是我要向他介绍一些我们建造工厂的工程计划细节。我希望在他休息好了之后再和他进行正式会谈。Elizabeth 认为 Epstein 先生这样做考虑得很周到。
That was very considerate.
那么Epstein 先生和 Blake 先生都讨论了些什么？他们会面之后有什么活动呢？我们再听听这段对话。
Mr. Epstein, let's talk about your conversation with Mr. Blake. You suggested that the two of you meet for lunch.
Yes, I thought it would be a good idea for us to get together in an informal setting. I wanted to fill him in on some of the details of our project to build a new factory.I didn't want to schedule a formal meeting until he had a chance to rest.
That was very considerate. How about the agenda? Did you go over the agenda?
Yes, of course. I confirmed with him the items he wanted to discuss at the meeting and how much time he needed.
Right.
Then we went for a nice drive around San Francisco. I dropped him off at his hotel and then returned to my office.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Let's take a short break.
Then we went for a nice drive around San Francisco.
然后我们开车尽情地游览了旧金山市区。
Questions.
问答练习。
Listen to the question.
请听众根据前面听过的对话来回答问题。先请听 Elizabeth 提问。
Was his flight on time?
Now listen to the dialogue.
再听一遍有关对话，然后回答问题。
Hello, Mr. Epstein. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Great.
How was your trip?
I had a nice flight, and it was on time.
Was his flight on time? Yes, it was.
Listen to the question.
下面请听提问。
When did he arrive in San Francisco?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
再听一遍有关对话，然后回答提问。
How was your trip?
I had a nice flight, and it was on time.
When did you get into San Francisco?
I just arrived a few moments ago.
When did he arrive in San Francisco? He arrived a few moments ago.
文化点滴。这一节我们要讨论的是商务活动中的互相寒暄问候，在进入正式的商业会谈之前，找出一些闲聊的话题和对话进行交谈，以建立友好的个人关系。
Small talk
聊天、谈天、闲聊。
Small talk. In business phone calls, we rarely go directly to the main topic.
人们在电话中谈生意时，很少直接进入主题。
Hello again. We're here with Gary Engleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
All right.
Well, today we have a very important email question about business culture.
What is it?
The question is, in a business telephone call, should you immediately begin talking about business?
That is a good question. Actually, in business phone calls, we rarely go directly to the main topic.
Really?
Before talking about business, we usually talk about a friendly topic. Talking about friendly topics is called small talk.
Can you give us an example?
Yes. When Mr. Epstein talks with Mr. Blake, he first asks Mr. Blake about his flight.
Oh, I see.
It gives the conversation a friendly start.
What are some good topics for small talk?
Common small talk topics are weather, hobbies, and travel. These topics are usually very comfortable, but you should avoid talking about very personal topics.
I see.
Small talk helps people in business build better personal relationships. For example, if someone comes to town by airplane, you can ask, "How was your flight?" If they say their flight was terrible, you can say, "That's too bad," or "I'm sorry to hear that." And if their flight was good, you can say, "I'm glad to hear it." This shows that you're interested in personal feelings and not just business.
That's very interesting, Gary. Thank you again for your culture tips.
My pleasure.
Epstein先生和 Blake 先生通话时，他先问 Blake 先生这次坐飞机旅行是否一切顺利。
How was your flight?
如果对方说这次旅行很糟糕，那么你应该回答
That's too bad.
或者
I'm sorry to hear that.
如果对方说一切顺利，那么你就回答
I'm glad to hear it.
这样会让对方觉得你很关心他本人，而不仅仅是对生意感兴趣。我们再仔细听听 Gary 的见解，注意哪些话题适合与两位商人之间的闲谈。
Hello again. We're here with Gary Engleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
All right.
Well, today we have a very important email question about business culture.
What is it?
The question is, in a business telephone call, should you immediately begin talking about business?
That is a good question. Actually, in business phone calls, we rarely go directly to the main topic.
Really?
Before talking about business, we usually talk about a friendly topic. Talking about friendly topics is called small talk.
Can you give us an example?
Yes. When Mr. Epstein talks with Mr. Blake, he first asks Mr. Blake about his flight.
Oh, I see.
It gives the conversation a friendly start.
What are some good topics for small talk?
Common small talk topics are weather, hobbies, and travel. These topics are usually very comfortable, but you should avoid talking about very personal topics.
I see.
Small talk helps people in business build better personal relationships. For example, if someone comes to town by airplane, you can ask, "How was your flight?" If they say their flight was terrible, you can say, "That's too bad," or "I'm sorry to hear that." And if their flight was good, you can say, "I'm glad to hear it." This shows that you're interested in personal feelings and not just business.
That's very interesting, Gary. Thank you again for your culture tips.
My pleasure.
Is this a good topic for small talk? Yes or no?
问答练习。接下来 Elizabeth 问的几个问题都涉及闲谈时的话题，请大家判断这些问句的内容是不是闲谈的好话题，然后在铃响以后用 yes 或 no 来回答。
Nice weather we're having, don't you think? Yes, the weather is a comfortable topic for small talk. Did your company make much money last year?No, money and business is not a good topic for small talk. Is this your first time in San Francisco? Yes, travel is a good topic for small talk. Do you have any children? No, in the U.S., marriage and family are not good topics for small talk when meeting someone for the first time.
Business Dialogue
商务对话。一位年轻的商界人士打电话给另一家公司，约见该公司的生产部经理。电话里有这样一些词句。
Delivery Schedule
交货时间表。
Delivery Schedule.I was wondering if we could get together sometime this week.
我在想这个星期我们能不能找一天碰个头。
I'm free on Thursday afternoon.
我星期四下午有空。下面是这段对话。
Let's listen to today's business dialogue. We'll hear a young businessman calling to make an appointment with the production manager of another company.
Bob Harmon.
Hello, Mr. Harmon. This is Henry Michaels of Stetson Industries.
Oh, hello, Henry. What can I do for you?
I was wondering if we could get together sometime this week. I'd like to discuss our delivery schedule.
Well, let's see. I'm busy the first part of the week, but I'm free on Thursday afternoon. How does that sound?
That's good for me. What time?
How about 3 o'clock at my office?
That's great.
Focus on functions. Suggestions.
语言功能。接下来是语言的功能练习。今天我们要练习在提建议时怎样用客气的语言。
Let's focus on polite suggestions. Polite suggestions are often long and use difficult language. Here is an example from the business dialogue. Listen. I was wondering if we could get together.Sometime this week.
Listen and repeat.
请大家跟着 Elizabeth 说下面这些客气的语句。
I was wondering if we could get together sometime this week. I was wondering if we could get together sometime this week.I was wondering if we could get together sometime this week.
Gary's Tips.
Gary 提示，今天 Gary 要给我们再讲一些同对方约时间和地点见面的各种客气说法。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today we'll look at some more ways to suggest the time and place for a meeting. First, let's review some expressions we discussed on our last show. One way to make a suggestion is to say, how does that sound? Let's listen.
Well, let's see. I'm busy the first part of the week, but I'm free on Thursday afternoon. How does that sound?
You can also use the expression, how about? Let's listen.
What time?
How about 3 o'clock, at my office?
A more formal and more polite way to make a suggestion is to use the expression, I was wondering if. Listen to the following example from the business dialogue.
I was wondering if we could get together sometime this week.
This is a difficult sentence, but it is a very polite way to make a suggestion. In Mr. Blake's conversation with Mr. Epstein, he uses a similar expression. I was hoping that. Let's listen.
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
Let's hear that again, more slowly. I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime. This is a very polite suggestion. We'll talk more about polite suggestions on our next show. Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Gary.
我们在上一课已经学习了一些提建议的方法，例如
How about? How does that sound?
等等。今天我们学习几种更正式的说法，例如
I was wondering if
和
I was hoping that.
请大家一边听一边记住这些说法。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello, Elizabeth.Today we'll look at some more ways to suggest the time and place for a meeting. First, let's review some expressions we discussed on our last show. One way to make a suggestion is to say, how does that sound? Let's listen.
Well, let's see. I'm busy the first part of the week, but I'm free on Thursday afternoon. How does that sound?
You can also use the expression, how about? Let's listen.
What time?
How about 3 o'clock, at my office?
A more formal and more polite way to make a suggestion is to use the expression, I was wondering if. Listen to the following example from the business dialogue.
I was wondering if we could get together sometime this week.
This is a difficult sentence, but it is a very polite way to make a suggestion. In Mr. Blake's conversation with Mr. Epstein,He uses a similar expression. I was hoping that. Let's listen.
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
Let's hear that again, more slowly. I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime. This is a very polite suggestion.We'll talk more about polite suggestions on our next show. Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Gary.
Goi Tingjong, 今天这一课我们重点讲解了在提建议时应当使用的客气语言。
Well, our time is up.Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
今天的商务通英语就播讲到这里。谢谢各位收听。我们下次再见。
For further study, a Functioning in Business study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，商务通英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。